The power of music. It's one of the most phenomenal things in the world because it's more than just the melody, just the rhythm, or just what you think you are hearing. The power of music deeply influences the way you breathe, your blood pressure, your skin temperature, your brain waves, how you're paying attention in your left brain, and how you're feeling emotionally with your right brain. It's just amazing. Within a few seconds, could you feel yourself sort of tap dancing or, you know, if you're one of my younger friends saying, oh, where did that music come from? Or could you imagine the drama, the power, the sense of eagerness and pain that Beethoven exemplified in that easy little theme, da-da-da-da. For hundreds of years, we've realized that music can change the way that people feel about themselves. It can connect them to a higher power. It can release stress. It can actually build railroads all the way around the world with people singing and whistling together. What is this thing called music? It's more than entertainment. It's more than just great art. It is something that through an energy begins to influence every single cell in our body. Did you know that your ear actually began to grow in utero? And by the 10th to the 12th and probably the 16th week after conception, there are cells in the fetus that allows the ear to begin to grow and that outside, not exactly information, but outside stimulation begins to charge the brain. And as Dr. Tomata says in France, it actually grows the brain in the utero. There is so much within sound and music for us to discover. We are going to go through the whole panorama of what is potential for you with sound and music. I can show you how to listen better to your body, listen better to those around you, and to use music and sound as a tool to reorchestrate your inner world and your outer world. Now, what is this inside of music that I'm talking about? What is music exactly? All of us understand the components about music. Our bodies understand the components about music. Now, some of you may be saying, oh, that was kind of a funny piece of music. You started out with ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. But it does affect the body. Could you feel how sprite and rich and a little bit up? It's just like opening a window and getting some fresh air in. Whereas the Beethoven was speaking to you in a very, very different way. There's drama. There's force. There's emotion. Da-da-da-da! Something evokes our attention, not to go open the window and feel great, but to go inside a little bit and knocks at us in a way that is quite different. And then there was that slow, drawn out, very low music. Not exactly scary, but we've found in hospital settings that music like this actually helps relax a patient before surgery. It allows the breath and the body to really feel at ease and at peace, and that those sounds, the slow ones I'm talking about, well, let's hear them again right now. Ah. Now notice how instantly the world begins to change. These sounds are inviting you to exhale. There's a great deal of space in this music. And if we were to listen to it very much, we would find ourselves getting groggy.